There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Welcome back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, every now and then I look at a Guinness Book of World Records, and I wish I did it more, because I think what's in it is so fascinating. It's just, I just never have time. And I guess the Guinness Book of World Records, or it's called Guinness World Records, is celebrating its 60th anniversary. Oh, that makes sense. Because book, you know, like encyclopedias now are becoming obsolete because everybody just goes online. So I'm wondering if they already kind of, you know, caught up with the times and they decided to not include the word book. But I guess it's celebrating its 60th anniversary of celebrating weird and wonderful feats on the planet. I guess the Guinness World Records was originally thought up by Sir Hugh Beaver back in 1951, and was first published in the UK back in August 1955, had sold more than 134 million copies in more than 100 countries, and is the best-selling copyrighted title ever. So whether it's the world's tallest man, the tiniest waist, the longest fingernails, the largest animals, the most Big Macs eaten, etc., it's in the book. Didn't somebody just make it in the Guinness Book of World Records because he had the largest animal balloon or balloon animal? There was a bunch of pink balloons that made a big pink dog. It was a balloon animal. Anyway, all right, so it's been going on for about six decades. It has been going on for six decades. So let me see who has, let me see. All right, the world's tallest man is held by Sultan Kösen in Turkey. He measured 8 foot 3 inches in February 2011. He looks great. He looks, you know, I don't really see a lot of acromegaly. He just is really tall, 8 feet 3 inches. Hey Ping Ping from China is the shortest living man. He was measured March 2008 at 2 feet, 5.3 inches. Svetlana Pankratova from Russia has the world's longest legs, measuring 51.9 inches. And that was measured back in July 2003. She was also measured standing next to the world's smallest man. I guess, let me see, Zeus, 2012, a Great Dane, was named the world's tallest dog, still holds the title from what I understand. He measures 127 centimeters tall at the shoulder and 218 centimeters on his hind legs. He's big. I mean, he's almost as tall as his owner. We have here, back from, I guess, the 1970s, the world's heaviest twins, Billy Leone and Benny Lloyd McCrary from America, known as the McGuire twins, were the biggest twins ever, and they were tag team wrestlers, and they died in 1979 and 2001, respectively. We have a woman with the longest fingernails. I don't know how she gets anything done. They're very brown. I guess Lee Redmond, United States, they were up to a meter long each until a car accident back in 2009, and she lost all 10 nails. The Guinness Book of World Records, I guess, has her in that. So, very interesting stuff. I'm always fascinated by that. So, because people always want to know, you know, who's the tallest, you know, who's living the longest. I guess I think right now we have somebody who's 112 years old. Right now, global life expectancy has definitely risen. They now say by 6 years since 1990. So they say we are going to live, if you were born in 2013, you are going to live 6.2 years longer than those who were born in 1990. This is for both men and women. Here's the problem. They say even though global life expectancy has risen faster, we are living longer with illness and disability. So just because we're living till our 90s doesn't mean we're running around, you know, like Jimmy Carter ever, you know, able to give speeches and things like that. You know, it's amazing what he could do at age 90. But, you know, a lot of us are still suffering from dementia, heart disease, stroke, etc. Experts at the University of Washington note that global life expectancy is rising faster than healthy life expectancy, so more of us are enduring years of illness and disability. They looked at 188 countries for heart disease, lower respiratory infection, stroke, and that caused the greatest degree of health loss. Now, who has the highest life expectancy? Japan. Then came Singapore, Andorra, Iceland, Cyprus. Number six was Israel, France, Italy, South Korea, and Canada. Believe it or not, America was not on the top 10. The lowest life expectancy, Lesotho, Swaziland, Central African Republic, Swaziland. Looked like Switzerland at first, so I had to correct myself. Guinea, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Afghanistan, Chad, South Sudan, and Zambia. Apparently, in a lot of the African countries, HIV, AIDS, malaria, unfortunately affect a lot of their life expectancy, but life expectancy for both sexes rose actually over 6 years. And I easily predict we'll both be well into our 80s, men and women, by the end of this decade. And then starting next decade, we'll see life expectancy going into our 90s. We're doing a damn good job. We're doing a damn good job, might I say. All right. Not sure what seems to be, you know, the general population's gist on this. You know, a lot of patients are like, look, don't, you know, run routine blood work. I just got another, I guess, criticism from a patient because Obamacare was supposed to cover their physical. So I ran blood work for their physical and nope, insurance isn't covering blood work for physicals, only sick visits. So we're still confused as to what we can do preventatively. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. situation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. In my neck of the woods, when Obamacare, I guess, started to take over, and insurance companies started to scramble, I need to correct a lot of you out there. Many of you guys think an Obamacare means a particular health plan, only one type of plan or a couple types of plan, and you either sign for an Obamacare plan or you don't. Obamacare, again, is the new health care environment that we have, whether you purchase an Obamacare plan or not. Many of you noticed that things changed drastically. Your deductibles changed, your copays changed, the access to your doctor. I'm still getting patients saying, look, I can't go to that specialist you sent me to anymore. I got to start over with a new doctor. I'm like, why? It's been a couple years since the act passed, and it still the ramifications are going to be going on for years, which is why even if somebody, quote unquote, repealed Obamacare today, we are going to for years be dealing with the aftermath, which is why I caution any GOP candidate out there to say, look, I'm going to repeal Obamacare. Yeah, that's nice. And it's something that, you know, needs to be done, but you're going to look like you failed because there's so much damage that has to be repaired. So you go in and you repeal Obamacare day one. Yeah, it's something you could do, but everybody in this world needs to understand that it's going to take a long time to fix. Well, unfortunately, in my neck of the woods, one of the plans that came out of Obamacare, Nevada Health Co-op, was actually in the last few months, was pleasantly surprising me as a doctor. All right? In the way beginning, patients were coming in for their, you know, free Affordable Health Care Act, physical, things like that, and that we were having issues where the co-op wasn't paying. And they were saying patient owed. And, you know, I was telling patients, I go, look, I'm not sure what this is. I know, you know, this is a co-op that had been given birth from the Affordable Health Care Act. It's supposed to have benefits for you. Double check, see what's going on. Maybe you didn't sign up for it correctly, but I'm getting these explanation of benefits saying patient owes, full patient responsibility. Well, then all of a sudden, they got their tweaks fixed, and these patients were not having big medical bills. And I was like, now, wait a second, Erica. Even though I'm not happy with the whole system, I was pretty impressed with Nevada Health Co-op getting payment out, doing it timely, and not leaving such a big portion for their patients. And I was like, now, wait a second. If Nevada Health Co-op can be a barometer of how to do this right, other states may be able to follow suit. All right, guys, got to check this out. Well, unfortunately, today, I was watching local Fox 5, and then I looked up the article. Apparently, Nevada Health Co-op is closing. They, their consumer-owned, operated health plan under the Affordable Health Care Act is going out of business because of high costs. So consumers that were insured by this co-op, they're going to have coverage till December 31st. But according to Janelle Davis, spokeswoman for the Silver State Health Insurance Exchange, which is in Nevada, January 1, they have to find, unfortunately, new insurance. Apparently, the board of directors for the co-op received $65.9 million worth of solvency loans from the federal government, and they have voted to cease operations effective January 1. The co-op is one of five insurance carriers offered through the Silver State Health Insurance Exchange, which was established by the Affordable Care Act. Participants in Nevada Health Co-op now are asked to choose another insurance provider when the open enrollment period begins in November. Now, okay, here's the thing. Insurance companies close up, okay? I mean, that's not earth-shattering news. But what's so frightening about this, even if you don't like Obamacare, is we still need insurance companies out there that will work, okay? Because if Obamacare doesn't work, and the new president and the new Congress and the new Senate in 2016 can't fix it, we are going to be moving closer and closer to a socialized system. People out there are asking for socialized medicine. All right? Even people that you would think were as conservative as they could be, because they are drowning right now. When we start to get so desperate where we can't afford our medical care, I had to stop by a breast doctor's office yesterday I had to stop by a couple weeks ago just to make sure something was nothing. And he was like, I don't really even have to check. It's fine. No big deal. You know, 2-minute visit. You know, nice doctor. $300. I paid $300. I mean, we're drowning here. And not to mention my premiums are close to $800 a month, and my family has an $11,500 deductible. This is unsustainable. So somebody like Nevada Health Co-op, like I said, I was starting to be really pleasantly surprised. And I was like, all right, guys, let's watch, see how they do it. So to find out that they have to close down because of costs, and it was only 2 years. They say with the second year of high claim costs and limited opportunities for new investment, it has become clear that the amount of growth required to provide quality care at reasonable rates will be unlikely in the next plan year. It's a nonprofit health co-op that had enrolled 14,000 members in 2014. Did have significant growth, but unfortunately, they say they can't do it. I'm hearing Blue Cross Blue Shield in New Mexico is leaving the Obamacare exchange because of high costs, and they say an unwillingness from regulators to charge higher premiums. The insurer announced a decision Thursday saying that the prices it charged for health insurance in 2014 and 2015 did not cover its costs and caused the insurer to lose $19 million last year. So they say the decision could have long-lasting ramifications if other insurers decide to also exit Obamacare exchanges. If the cost of insurance becomes too high for insurers, they could opt out of the marketplaces. So then your marketplaces don't seem to have much. Now, Blue Cross Blue Shield is big in our Nevada marketplace. This here is going on in New Mexico. They were not able to reach an agreement with New Mexico regulators that would have allowed the insurer to continue to offer coverage with rates. And the insurer initially wanted a 50% increase. So California recently announced a 4% average increase in Obamacare premiums, and Florida announced a 5% increase as well. They say Florida, Rhode Island, Kentucky, Oregon, and Michigan are the only states to have released final rates for all insurance plans for the next year. I don't know what to tell you guys. Okay, I mean, when I go on the exchange, I'm like, this is too high for me, this is too high for me. My guess is what's happening are many of the people who are enjoying the subsidies, okay? If the rate, you know, like one of my young patients said she could buy insurance for like $49 a month. $49 a month, that is awesome. Okay, but obviously, if she goes, you know, to the gynecologist, or, you know, she gets sick, or she has to, you know, get sewn up, that $49 a month doesn't pay her way. So they need to hopefully collect the government subsidies. If the government subsidies are not being right on the money and being, see, you don't hear that. You don't really hear media coverage of them not getting paid back by the government. We heard a little flirtation with it where Cash for Clunkers years ago, car companies were not getting paid. We hear every now and then from doctors that they're not getting paid by Medicare or not getting paid by Medicaid. So when I heard that these health insurance companies are supposed to be reimbursed subsidies from the government, my first thought was, oh my gosh, what if they don't get their money? So you wonder if that comes into play. So it's kind of frightening stuff, okay? I mean, you know, I'm not saying I want Obamacare to work, okay? But Obamacare failing doesn't help our cause, doesn't help the American country either. Wanting Obamacare to fail, all right, doesn't help because it's just going to move us closer to government coming in going, you know what, fine. All right, everybody's on Medicare and Medicaid, and that's it, okay? If you want our help, you have to be a part of our system, and tough loogie, and then or noogie, and you know, the more powerful a government-run health plan is, the easier it is for it to take over. And if that's what you guys want, if you want socialized health care, that's great. But do not look at Canada or these other countries as a model for your socialized system. Remember, those countries have many more taxpayers putting into the system. Here in the United States, we don't have enough people putting money in the system. So it's a much different scenario. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook for Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, fish oil is back in the news. Fish oil supplements. And unfortunately, another study has come out saying these supplements aren't really doing what people are saying they're supposed to do. Apparently, fish oil supplements are supposed to protect us against heart disease, protect us against blood clots, protect us from depression, and fish oil supplements are also supposed to protect us against cognitive decline. Well, in one of the largest and longest studies of its kind, researchers found that taking these omega-3 supplements did not show cognitive decline. Now, before we move forward, keep in mind I am saying omega-3 supplements, okay? Omega-3 fish oil is still phenomenal. We are talking about supplements. The study included 4,000 participants at risk for developing age-related macular degeneration, a major cause of vision loss among older Americans, and they found that the omega-3 supplements didn't really do anything on cognitive function, all right, because they were looking at memory and tasking and attention. They say the supplements don't cut it, according to Emily Chu, deputy clinical director at the National Eye Institute. If people are taking them to help cognitive function, it is not going to do so among the older age group, okay? So, they randomly assigned people to one of four groups. They were tested on immediate recall, attention, and memory at the beginning of the study. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. Then 2 years later and 4 years later, the study, I'm sorry, I got the hiccups. Woo. I tell you what I'm taking, I took coconut oil. I take coconut oil. Oh, I love it. Anyway, they looked at immediate recall, attention, memory at the beginning of the study, 2 years and 4 years later. The study was published in the Journal of American Medical Association. The study participants had an average age of 73, but they only looked at the impact of supplements. Now, remember, not foods rich in omega-3s. All right? And they found that it didn't matter whether they took the supplements or dummy placebo or whatever. The cognitive decline still occurred. So, foods rich in omega-3s are still being touted as a smart thing to do, and I agree. Salmon, herring, sardines, flax seeds, walnuts, etc. So why aren't fish oil supplements doing the job? What is so different about a fish oil supplement from the fish? Well, my guess is a lot. I mean, when you eat fish, you got selenium, you got vitamin D. Maybe what it is, you know, when you eat real fish, they may be able to replicate and get that fish oil and process it, but maybe you need all those other vitamins surrounding that fish oil to help you absorb it. We know that eating fish is a healthier choice. We know that. I mean, mind you, that you don't get mercury toxicity. So, if you're imbibing the selenium and the vitamin D and the meat of the fish and you know, maybe the omega-3s are getting absorbed better because you're eating it in its natural form. Maybe there's a processing issue. Maybe when they process these fish oils and they put them in the little caplets and then they store them in a bottle, they don't have the efficacy. You know, and then when you get the EPA, DHA, you know, the real, real concentrated fatty acids, omega-3, you know, fish oils, you know, maybe again, it's you're getting more of that in your fish. So I understand the supplement industry. And we're very grateful for the supplement industry. We are. We know it's a multi-billion dollar business out there, but we're very, very grateful because for those of you that cannot take in your vegetables or take in your protein or take in your fish, these supplement companies are doing a great job at offering you supplements, okay? But do not take them instead of a natural source that you can take. Okay? All right? You know, I see people, they will walk right by the fish in the fish aisle, by the meat section. Just walk right by and go for the beef. Yes, they'll go, oh, I got to go get some fish oil. Capsules. No. Supplements will never be equitable to the real thing. So just get that out of your head. All right? Save the money. What you use, if you have somebody who's allergic to fish, or they, well, I don't know if they'd be then allergic to the fish oil, but I mean, if you have somebody that just cannot eat fish, they will vomit if they eat fish. All right, then fine. The supplements will help them out. But the study tackled fish oil, pretty much found the fish oil supplements to be nothing more than stink bait. See? I know my fishing terms. By the way, go to epictimes.com. Epictimes.com has a lot of the articles that I write on this. And it's Jerry Doyle's site. All right. Pam and Mark Crawford of Greenville, South Carolina, adopted little baby MC when he was just 20 months old and then considered female. He was born with true hermaphrodism with both male and female anatomy. He had a penis, he had a vagina, he had testicle and ovarian tissue. Doctors performed surgery to remove the male anatomy 2 months before the Crawfords took him home. The surgery, not so rare, I guess 1 in 2,000 babies born in the U.S. are considered quote-unquote intersex, somewhere between male and female, and thousands of surgeries designed to give them either male or female anatomy are performed each year. But in the case of little baby MC, the surgery occurred before the Crawfords could prevent it. Now the baby is 10 years old, identifies as male, and his parents are waging a landmark lawsuit against the hospitals and state guardians who decided to put their son through sex assignment surgery. They say doctors say performing such surgeries early allow patients to carry on more normal lives. Plus, if you have an undescended testicle, that could later become cancerous. We don't mess with that. But they say forcing children to be raised with ambiguous genitalia is really tough and unethical. All right? Pam Crawford notes the couple would have sued even if MC identified as female, says nobody has a right to choose their son's gender, and worries what his life would be like when he reaches puberty and perhaps gets breasts. They say here, we just hate that there were choices made that could have a significant impact on his being able to be a man. We just don't want people to have to go through what he's going through. Patients and parents argue intersex surgeries can cause physical and psychological harm. Some say doctors weigh a patient's eventual ability to have heterosexual sex above their own health. So the Crawford's lawsuit will focus exclusively on informed consent. Okay, so when I read this, I'm like, wait a second. The parents didn't consent to the surgery? What? That doesn't make any sense. What? Unless they did consent, but they said they weren't informed. They were told this is what we have to do. I mean, when I was in medical school, we were taught that if a child is going to grow up hermaphroditic, it is much easier to be a female and have the surgery to remove the penis and the testicle, may even be healthier, than to leave the male genitalia that may not grow. Because then you have the kid being made fun of in school for having a small penis. It's a lot harder and it's more involved surgery. And if you have a testicle that never descended, it has to be fixed. It has to be removed. We either have to help it descend or we need to take it out so it doesn't turn to cancer. So I was always taught in medical school, whenever that happens, it is much easier and safer for the patient, that's what we were taught, to have them become female. We have no idea what the baby's going to identify themselves. We don't know if the baby's going to identify himself as female or as a male or as gay or as straight. We don't know. We have no idea at that time. But it's much easier cosmetically to have the lack of a poorly shaped phallus. And so that's what we end up doing. Interesting that there's a lawsuit. I also want to talk about this lawsuit where the ACLU got involved because a Catholic hospital did not want to sterilize a patient. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I always get confused when I hear in the news, okay, apparently the ACLU got involved, and I always guess and predict the wrong side that the ACLU gets involved in. So I hear that a Catholic hospital that does not usually perform sterilization procedures, okay, because it's a private hospital, is being sued. All right, and so I thought, okay, so the ACLU is going to come and, you know, apparently a patient wanted the Catholic hospital to perform a bilateral tubal ligation. And so I hear the ACLU is getting involved, so I thought, okay, so it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what rights, you know, Catholic private hospitals have. But then, again, I was dumbfounded because I heard that the ACLU is the one suing them because they are on the side of the woman wanting them to perform the procedure. So we have a definite discussion here on civil liberties and patient rights. And it's a very, very interesting case. And I could see what's going on both sides with this. Okay? Apparently, they threatened to sue Mercy Medical Center in Redding, California, which is operated by Sisters of Mercy. The hospital is part of Dignity Health, which is a nonprofit that operates 40 hospitals, 22 of which are Catholic in California, Nevada, and Arizona. As reported by the San Francisco Chronicle on Monday, Elizabeth Gill, an ACLU lawyer, sent a letter to the hospital threatening legal action. Not the other side. Sent it to the hospital saying if it would not relent on its refusal to allow a woman to be sterilized in its facilities after giving birth there to a child due next month. In an August 17th letter to Mercy Medical Center in Reading, Gill said the ACLU would go to court unless the hospital reversed course and authorized the sterilization procedure. By denying pregnancy-related care, the hospital is discriminated on the basis of sex, as defined by California law, and is also allowing your corporate entity's religious beliefs to override a doctor's medical decision, violating a state law against the corporate practice of medicine. So I guess if a Catholic hospital is going to be facing sex discrimination, it sounds like they agreed to let the woman's doctor go ahead and sterilize her on their property after she gives birth next month. Now, I know some of you are like, why doesn't she just go to a different hospital? It's not that easy. From what we're being told, the next nearby hospital that she could go to would be 160 miles away. Now, that's another thing that's making me kind of question this. I mean, California, you got cities every 20 miles within each other. Why would she have to travel 160 miles away for her C-section and tubal ligation? Okay, I mean, how I look at this is rather than lawsuits and forcing a hospital to do something they're not comfortable with and forcing a patient to go somewhere that doesn't want to do the procedure, let the patient go to a hospital, a neighboring hospital. Is it an insurance issue where it's not on her insurance plan? I mean, now, the Catholic hospitals through Dignity Health in my neck of the woods, they're great hospitals. My patients love going to St. Rose hospitals. Great care, just like most of the hospitals in my town. I mean, great care, great nurses, great staff, great doctors, great food. I don't want to see Catholic hospitals go away. But then I see where this patient's at. Why does she have to travel 160 miles to go someplace else? Now, the next question is why are they suing the hospital? Why aren't they suing the insurance company? So that she could go to a neighboring hospital. There's usually hospitals within 10 miles from each other. All right, but I guess maybe in Reading it's 160 miles away from, I mean, I have to re-look at my California anatomy. But the ACLU said that she's happy that the hospital will comply with Miller's request, but that the group will not be satisfied until all hospitals are forced to stop following Catholic doctrine. Now, this bilateral tubal ligation, in the patient's defense, okay, the easiest time to do it is when they're having a C-section, okay? Then they don't have to risk a whole other complication. If I was going to get my tubes tied, getting that done while having a C-section is an option that a lot of women take. It saves a whole nother surgery, saves a whole nother recovery time. And so if somebody wants to have that done, it is safer to do that. So as a doctor, I completely understand. Many of my patients that are taken care of by an OB opted to have that done. They were very, very happy. Fine, I'm happy. But how do you force a hospital that's a private hospital to do something that they don't believe in? Where are religious rights? Okay? And like I said, I was shocked because I thought the ACLU was running to their aid. No, it does. No, that they're helping the other side. So we have two sets of patient rights, two sets of civil liberties, but we have only one side being able to, I guess, get ACLU protection, which I think confuses a lot of us. Okay, the ACLU can do a lot of good, all right, and they do a lot of good, but now it appears that they will not, I don't even know how to broadly define this. So Catholic hospitals, okay, are a huge part of our health system. If a Catholic hospital is going, and we are talking about, all right, well, you know what, it's a policy that we don't have children in the ICU past 9 p.m. We're not talking about changing an hour waiting time policy, you know, for visiting, you know, rules. We aren't looking at a small policy. We are looking at a policy that goes against their religious beliefs. Now, I'm not Catholic. Okay, so, I mean, in my religion, we're okay with, you know, birth control and sterilization procedures, but I respect other people's religion. Okay? If there's a city with only one hospital 4 miles, then my suggestion would be that that particular city, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, needs to have an annex hospital or an annex medical facility such that procedures that the Catholic hospital does not want to perform can get done. I mean, that is the city's responsibility to make sure that there is medical facilities for everybody. And a sterilization procedure is something that people want. It's the city's responsibility. But it's not the hospital's responsibility. The hospital's responsibility is to save lives and to care for sick, to provide emergency care, and to provide care for people being sick and people that need to recover and find a safe place. Being asked to do an elective procedure, and mind you, as a doctor, I've you know, definitely supported my patients wanting to have that done. But we need to look at where a move like this will go. If the ACLU does not want to stop till all Catholic hospitals perform things that they don't believe in, then Catholic, you know, the Catholic religion may be like, maybe we need to avoid, you know, being in the hospital business here, because we're going to be doing things that are against our religion, and we're going to be forced to do it if we're on American soil. I don't understand that. How could anybody on American soil be forced to perform something? If somebody told me, Dr. Dahlia, you need to perform an abortion, my first question would be like, okay, is it life-threatening? I mean, if they're dying, if I need to pull that baby out to save the baby, or I need to save the mom, but how could you put a gun to my head and tell me that I have to perform something on American soil? 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.